Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an episode from Kelly's Holistic Healing. I wanted to do a show tonight about divining. And if you've heard some of my other shows from Kelly's Holistic Healing, I've explained a little bit about how I do it and how I came about to be a diviner. Divining is a way of tuning in and tapping into the universal truths and universal wisdom. Essentially, it's also called psychic, clairvoyant, intuitive, etc. That's tapping into that higher universal wisdom. So I do that as a holistic healer here on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I belong to a lovely place called Osterville Fitness, and I have a room in there. And if anybody is in Cape Cod area looking to join a gym, this is more than a gym. She is very in touch with deeper ways to heal. She has an electromagnetic biocharger. Heal quicker from injuries and just lift up your energy. And she also has me as a electromagnetic energy healer. And she also has a lot of advanced equipment and wonderful trainers and a post-rehab therapist that helps people that already have the rehab from their injuries kind of maintain their strength and all that stuff. So they really know their stuff over there. Totally, totally worth it. And it's like judgment-free zone, you know. She has a lot of cool classes and stuff. I do a Stress RX class over there as well. So I just felt like I wanted to tell the world that I really appreciate Margie and Osterville Fitness. It's just a cool place, and they've totally welcomed me with open arms. I'm very grateful for that. And today, I specifically want to do a show on divining and free reading. So if anybody would like to call in to have like a little quick reading, or you could probably have a longer reading if I don't have many callers. The number is 713-955-0408. And I'm not on chat, so I can't take your answers there. I'm just on the switchboard, so I need people to call. But while I wait for callers, it's funny, the other day I did a completely random show, and I was trying to learn like how to actually get callers, so I did a test show. And I was just doing readings. I couldn't even get through them all. And, this was spontaneous, too. I'm just a spontaneous individual. So maybe I scheduled it, like, 15 minutes ahead of time or 10 minutes ahead of time, which probably didn't give people much time to actually see the show coming. But I can also just talk about some of my experiences with divining and how basically, it's a reading. You guys all know what that is. Here on the spiritual episode, I'm sure you've heard that term a lot. So over the years, I've had clients that come to me for reading, just for some guidance on some issues. And what I'll do is I'll pick up on the energy attached to those issues or those questions that they have. And then I'll see the roots of where the energy is originating, in ways to move forward from those problems. Or also some people like past, present, and future readings. So even though I say I'm not a fortune teller, what I can do is pick up on things that are, recently your past, your now, and then things that may be coming up within like 3 months to a year. There's just some things in your aura from what you're doing in your now time that the energy is there. So if the energy is there, I can pick up on some things there. So that is also able to be done. Now, basically, when I was really young, I just started knowing things and feeling things. And I would, things that were going to happen, or, you know, if they were lying, or their true intention. One clear vision that I do remember was before I even went to our friend's house. I knew exactly what it looked like in there. I knew the ceiling of the place. I knew what the furniture looked like. That kind of stuff I used to see a lot of. Now I'm more like a mental reader where I see a lot of it when I open up for a reading. It comes through. And I do have like quick glimpses of the vision, but it's mostly information that is helping you move forward from issues or problems and maybe get some clarity. And I always like to say that, here's my disclaimer, in no way, shape, or form am I trying to take place of a doctor or a lawyer. And I always say, never give your power up to any psychic or reader. Always follow your own heart. Stay grounded. Use your common sense. So, and the other disclaimer is supposed to say, this is for entertainment purposes only. Which, you know, it does entertain a lot of people. But at the same time, I think it also, it's helped a lot of my friends throughout the years. You know, a lot of my clients do become my friends. It's just nice to have open-minded friends. You know what I'm saying? So those two books should get me. That end up being a lot. I end up having a lot of friends after this experience. I'm going to put the number out there again because I think it's strange that a bunch of people aren't calling in right now. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just like at the bottom of the list on Blog Talk with the searches. So I'm going to do it again. Here is the guest call-in number. If you want a free reading, call in now, 713-955-0408. So what I'm going to do right now is I think I'm going to do overall reading for the listeners just to see if there's anything that resonates with people. So right now, oh, sorry, my phone. If I move it a certain way, the buttons get pressed, my ear's on the screen, and my phone's kind of a cheapo phone. So, just picking up on the energy here, and I'm divining through the tarot tonight. What I'm actually getting is my first card was the Knight of Staff, so it's a male energy that I'm picking up on. And, you know, I try not to look at the cards from that educational standpoint. I try to look at them from that higher wisdom, intuitive psychic standpoint, so I can see visions and stuff in the cards. But this particular card was upside down. See, I'm just kind of giving you guys an example of how it worked. So I do feel like there's somebody out there that is feeling like they've lost their masculinity and they're trying to regain their strength and they're trying to figure out how to move forward. And this is definitely somebody strong that is one of the listeners. You have a very strong energy. You're a very strong presence and kind of a force to be reckoned with, but at the same time, you're feeling low right now. And so you're trying to feel like yourself again. And you're, instead of being upside down, you're trying to stand up tall. So maybe you will call. Maybe I will get you on a call, or it might be last minute, who knows? So we'll see. We'll put that aside and see. But like, for instance, for a past, present, by the way, I want to stop and say, everybody who wants a reading, you can purchase detailed readings where we get more involved in your personal life, and I wouldn't want to do that on the air with those nitty-gritty details, but you can go to my website, kellyroy.com, K-E-L-L-I-E-R-O-Y.com, and learn how to book there. So, ooh, yay, I have a caller. So you can learn how to book there, and basically, my readings are very deep and spiritual and heartfelt. That's my standpoint. That's where I come from. I want to help you live in the now. And I want to help you move forward from that stuff that you're holding on to. And I see that energetic stuff. And it all comes from energy first. So that's where I come from. Okay, I'm going to take this caller. If you can hear me, 616, you're going to be my first caller. And I hope, hope I'm doing this right. This is only the second time I'm using this platform and answering a call. So here I go. Let's see how this works. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, you're on air to get a free reading for Kelly's Holistic Healing today. So how are you?
Oh, wow. I'm good.
Thanks for calling.
Sure, no problem.
My switchboard was empty, and I was like, well, it's going to be interesting. Show me blabbering.
Is this your first show?
No. I've done a lot of different shows about holistic healing topics. And one of them,
okay.
I did a test show. So on that test show, because I just wanted to learn how to answer calls, I decided to do readings because I do readings all the time. So I'm like, why not just do it on the air? So then tonight,
yeah.
I have two kids, and they finally fell asleep, and I'm like, I'm kind of bored. Let's do another episode and see if we get any callers, and why not? So, yeah, I do readings. I do readings for a living, but this
Good.
Is only my second time doing it on Blog Talk.
Oh, well, congratulations, honey. I'm quite sure you're going to do fine.
Thank you so much. Do you have a particular question that you want to have read?
Yes. It's in regards to work. I don't know if I should stay or if I should go.
Should I stay or should I go? Okay.
Right.
Let me just tell you the first card. You probably have more. Oh, this is crazy. Wow, this is interesting. You know how I just like, let me pull a sample card? Well, I just put all my cards back and shuffled them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just drew the same card, the Knight
wow.
of Staffs. Are you,
wow.
do you have more of a masculine energy, not to be offensive, but are you more
no,
like a
honey,
masculine
you,
energy?
Trust me. You have to keep it real with me.
So I don't want to be offensive, but
me.
Maybe this was for you because this is crazy because we just pulled the
it
same card.
It is for me. It, because it's true. I do have a strong energy, absolutely.
Wow. That
yeah.
stuff always gives me the chills. Like, I've been doing this for a long time, but I still get surprised.
Yeah,
The universe is amazing, really.
Yes,
I got the same card for you. Let me tune in a little bit, and then I'm going to say, ask me more questions about that, because that's how the information
okay.
comes through when you ask the question, all right? And I know you said, should you stay or should you go? But this is interesting, because immediately what I'm seeing and hearing is you being on top and you being a business owner. So is that what you've been thinking about? Is that
oh
why you're going to go?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot.
Because I have such strong, forceful, in a good way, excitement about that. So that must be how you feel when you think about you having your own business and whatever.
I do. I get
about.
Really, I get really excited, and even to a point where it's emotional.
Yeah,
because
I just feel I feel it in my root chakra, like in my back and all that. It's so strong.
Yeah.
So here's
yeah,
the other
I
thing
really,
that I'm hearing for you is you
mm-hmm.
have that wisdom and you have that fortitude, so you can actually put it all together and do it. Because a lot of people are like, this is what I want
yeah.
to do, but then they fall apart with the actual due diligence of it, you know? But you have all
yes.
that.
Yes,
you have all
and
that.
I feel
but
that.
The other thing, I was
mm-hmm.
even reluctant to tell you this because I don't want to make
mm-hmm.
you doubt yourself, but the other
mm-hmm.
thing that I did hear was,
mm-hmm.
well, she has to keep that financial positivity flowing at the same time. So
that's
can
true.
It be possible for you to still have a job and still work your business
Absolutely.
At the same time
yeah.
So you're really at that point where you want, because I feel like you have a really nice life and it's comfortable for you and you have a lot of bills, but you're happy with life right now. So I don't want you to not have money for your nice house and everything.
I love it. Oh, yes.
You know, so I feel like it's
yeah,
just going to be
right
something
on.
That you're going to work at the same time. Now, here's the
yeah.
other thing. I see this male mm-hmm. energy that gets you. Can I be frank on the air? Well,
girl, please.
You off.
Please.
I feel like there's this male energy that just makes you angry, and I just feel like that person, do you understand who this is? Because I feel like that is kind of what takes your energy sometimes, so that's why it's hard for you to have energy to focus on your business after work and stuff.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a man.
Hmm.
I don't think it's a man. I think it might be another woman.
Oh, is she a very strong masculine energy as well?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
what I see the energy of things. So
mm-hmm.
for me, masculine is like fierce and can even be very confrontational.
Yes, but I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm not trying to, you know.
Go ahead, go for it.
For me, that energy that I have, it's not, I don't use it to, As a matter of fact, I'm even in a I can be even be in a place where I try to hide from it.
Mm-hmm.
I try to lay low.
Okay. All right.
And
well,
I know who you're speaking about. I know who
okay,
it's actually my boss.
Okay. What I want to say about that energy. What I want to say about that energy is, because I'm just trying to help you move forward and, like, actually accomplish your dreams and have the energy to do it. You know, have the physical stamina to do extra stuff because you're already damn super crazy busy. Like, I just see you're so organized. Man, I wish I had some of your power. Like, you even have your meals planned out and stuff. I don't do that. So if you can learn to strengthen yourself and not let everything bother you that person says or does, there's a way you can find that within yourself. You're going to have more energy for that abundance for your business.
Oh, my God. You are spot on. Because you know
and
what?
I don't want you to have to divulge your personal anything. I try to keep
it
kind of
surface. No, girl, please. Nobody knows me. You can't see me.
Good. Okay.
we can't see each other. I mean, trust me. Nobody would know.
Cool. Oh, please,
nobody would know.
Well, who cares if anybody sees you? You're well put together. I feel your energy. I feel
you're fabulous at.
Well, I feel energy, you know, and energy is energy. Energy is the truth. So,
you're going to
be good. Whatever you do, honestly, you're going to be successful because you have this ability to be so social. And, like, you motivate people. Yeah. It's almost like you're a preacher.
Oh, Okay, now I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills. Yes. People always come to me.
You're like a motivational speaker, man. And, like, you have this way when you talk. You know Maya Angelou, like, how when she talks, you feel power?
Yes.
That's what
you do to
people. You just have this way, and, like, your cadence with your tone and those pauses.
Oh, my gosh.
It's almost like you're a professional public speaker.
Oh, my God.
Like, when you pause, there's power in that pause.
You are so...
What do you do?
Oh,
do you mind? Do you mind me asking?
I'm administrative assistant. This is what I've been hiding for a long time.
I'm amazed that you're not, like,
I've been,
in the world.
Honey, I've been beat up for this just through my family, and I've been hiding.
I know. Why
I can't. I can't do it anymore.
Like, your own natural power and gifts, people get jealous of, unfortunately. So what I say to that is always try to filter out the negative people and just surround yourself with those positive people. But at the same time, you don't have to have the ego attached. It's not like you have to say to people, "I'm wonderful." Like, you don't do that anyway. But you don't have to do that. You're going to, when you own who you are and love your power and finally be like, you know what? Those are my talents. When you just recognize
yourself, you get the right
people in your life anyways.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
You know? It's like that law of attraction everybody talks about.
Wow.
So
that's
what your
switchboard is going to light up. It's Annette.
It is. It's lighting up.
Yep, I knew it.
I wish you were around here. I'd hang out with you. I love you. I love who you are. You're such a cool lady.
Oh, thank you. Because I know how people are. They're waiting to hear you do a reading and see how good you are. So once they hear that and see how fabulous you are, the switchboard is going to start lighting up.
Oh, thank you. So what's your name? Where do you live?
I'm Annette, and I live in Boston, in Massachusetts.
Oh, you're close to me.
No, where are you?
Yes, I am. I'm in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Oh, geez.
We're going to meet up, girl. I'm excited.
We have to. Yes.
Oh, my God. I have to see.
Yes.
Go to my, you know what? I'll put up a link for my Facebook page after the show.
Okay.
But I do have a link for my website. That has my phone number. You should text me and be like, hey, I was the caller. If you ever run the Cape,
I will, because
there's some things. Boston terrifies me to drive there. I have two babies, too, and I'd be like, oh, my God.
That's okay.
You know what?
I can always meet you halfway, because I actually want to start my own business and still work as well.
You're going to be successful in whatever you do. You have that power. That is one of your natural gifts.
Now I just have to own it.
Yeah. Your natural gift is business. Like, I feel like you could start many successful businesses, and I don't say that to many people. Because, you know, a lot of people try.
Yes. But, you know, it's taken a long time for me to recognize this energy, though. It hasn't always been easy.
It. You're so there. It's all there right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey.
I wish I had some of your organizing power. Every minute I'm like, I'm hungry. What should I eat? Look in the fridge. You're like, you got everything planned out. You're so good. How do you do it? I feel like you're such a good woman. Like I'm an organized woman. You're such a good woman. Like you have all the wholesome roots.
Oh, thank you.
Boss is lucky to have you.
Oh.
Well, keep in touch. I better let some other people talk.
I will.
And hopefully, if I hang up on you, are you? Go ahead.
Like I said, you're going to be fabulous. I mean, the switchboard is going to light up, and you're not going to have enough time to take everybody. Oh, we will, honey.
If I accidentally hang up on you because I'm new at this, can you still listen
That's
to the
okay.
show somehow?
Absolutely.
I hope you can still listen. Okay.
I will.
It was so nice
blessings
to talk
to you, sweetheart.
You have a great day.
You as well. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Blog Talk for a free reading.
Yeah, I've been waiting for a while now.
Hi, thank you so much for holding.
Yeah, I was wondering if I would get the time.
How can I help you?
Yeah, could you do a reading for my husband about his job prospects?
Wait, I can't do a reading for somebody that's not calling.
Oh,
I can do a reading for you.
Okay, you can do a reading.
I can only do a reading for the person that I'm talking to.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Do a reading for me. I would love to know about
it. Well, what's your question? Do you have a specific question? Because that's how I'm doing it. That's how I can tune in quickly with this format.
Yeah, I would like to you to, like, do a reading for me as to where my life is going right now. And maybe
what's your specific question, though, about it? I need a specific question. Sorry.
Okay.
That's the way I do it.
Okay. Fine. Could you connect to my spirit guide and see what exactly do I need to do right now at this moment, in this period of my life?
That's really not a specific question, but you know what? It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm going to just tune in to give you some higher divine guidance because that kind of sounds like what you're asking.
Yeah, because
you're kind of asking a general, overall, like, how do I better my life?
There are many questions. But that would be great. Yeah.
Okay. What's your name, by the way?
My name is... Tanu for short.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm giving you my short name. That's okay, right?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So you have a lot of dynamic things going on. What I'm seeing with you is, because I'm picking up on your energy, I didn't ask your spirit guides. Today, I don't know if you looked at the show, I'm doing divining through the tarot cards.
Okay.
I know you specifically asked me to talk to your spirit guides, but I'm not doing that right now. I'm doing divining through the tarot cards.
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
But that's okay. It's all universal wisdom of love and positive stuff coming through. But and it's a way to help you move forward. So what I'm seeing with you is a lot of worry and a lot of angst. And that's your energy at the moment where you're at. So the first card that I drew actually had a man and a woman. And what they did is they have this pillar. Now I'm just going to explain to you a few things in the card, but I really see visions and stuff and there's more significance. But there's a man and a woman and there's pillars in this card. And there's three things going on. So I feel like there's three major things going on. And there's probably three cycles that you guys have been through together. Let me just tune in a little bit because you asked about your husband. That's why I'm getting information about him.
Okay, good.
So here's you, right? You're a force to be reckoned with. Like, you have this fire. You have this fire. You have this, I don't mean like you're an angry person or anything, but I just mean you're very, very passionate. And what I'm hearing is your husband's very subdued, calm, he's methodical, he thinks things out, he's more quiet. So sometimes you're just trying to find that balance, and sometimes you think like there's something wrong because you're so much more vocal than he is. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, that is how, yeah, yes, that's
so
quite
that's
a,
why I feel
yeah,
like,
I can validate
root
that.
Energetically,
yeah.
I always get to the root energetically of your real issue, right, because I want to help you move forward. So I feel like, now, I hope I'm not offending you, and I'm truly not judging you, but I feel like you create a lot of the problems, meaning you think there's problems when there are not, and then that tension that you put there by talking about it creates a lot of angst and arguments. I'm sorry to say that. I hate to call you out like that, but is that
I do not know. I mean, I don't think the problem in my life is because of me. Anyway, you can go ahead.
I'm not trying to blame you, but the two energies, because your husband's one way and you're one way. So it's just like the two of you and the way you react together, because you're so different. You guys are like opposites. So that sometimes can create tension, but at the same time, there is that deep bond and love, which is always nice to have. What I'm actually seeing is a lot of similarities between me and my husband, because me and my husband are like complete opposites. But I know we still love each other, but sometimes he's so quiet too. And sometimes he's so quiet, and I'm like, is everything okay? Because I'm very verbal, as you can tell. And he's like, yes, everything's okay. Don't think there's something wrong. So, can you still hear me? Are you there?
Hello.
All right. I think that we must have got disconnected. So that's okay. Okay, so she's like, I'm going to go to the next caller. There's not many minutes left. 3 minutes left. Oh, my goodness. So this person's been waiting 10 minutes. Oh, I think I have to. I may have to. Oh, no. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on Blog Talk.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, good evening. We have 3 minutes left, so if you want a reading, if you could ask your question quickly, that would be helpful.
Okay. I put in a job application in Kansas City. I got a call back last week, but we missed the interview, but she reached out to me again that we scheduled. I just want to know, do you see me getting an interview and a job?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Ooh. Only 3 minutes left. Like, life isn't fair. I wish we could do an hour. Okay. The first card was actually the Justice card. And then I have romance going on at the same time, and then I have the nighttime. So I'm picking up on a couple different issues for you. You have a lot of stuff going on at the same time. You have, like, a lot of newness and a lot of transitions going on at the same time. So if this job, if this woman, can you hear me? I hear, like, some static and stuff.
I can hear you.
Okay, great. If this woman that you have the interview with is, I'm seeing, like I said, I'm seeing the Justice card, and her energy is, like, very in charge and a lot of legal stuff she's very wise with. And I'm seeing pillars. So if this would be a job where you'd be working in a building with pillars, that I think that you would have another interview there, by the way. If this one is like the same energy that for the woman that you spoke to and you missed the interview.
Yeah.
Now, if it's not the same energy, then you probably have a lot of job applications out there, and you're probably going to have another interview, and this one's going to see that you are somebody of handling all of this throw at you, because you're very intelligent. You have this ability to be able to handle a lot of information and process it and filter through it and get to the roots of it, kind of like what I'm doing in the reading. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Oh, 90 seconds left. So I'm going to have to cut you short. I'm sorry, but I'll do this again, so maybe you guys can call back.
Thank you very much.
I hope that helped a little bit.
It certainly does.
Okay. All right, so you guys, thank you all for listening. This was a spontaneous show. But it worked out. I think it's okay. Everything that happened, we ask for the highest and best wisdom to come through in a positive light for people. You know, I always ask for the highest and best loving energy. So please guide everybody that's listening for their own divine highest and best life. And thank you, everybody. You can go to my website, KellyRoy.com, KellyRoy.com, for more in-depth readings. You can call me. You can do a phone reading. And some people also like readings over Facebook. Everybody have a wonderful night and give me feedback. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.